It's a joy to be here tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to stand. You pray for us. God would help us. Appreciate Pastor Benori inviting us back tonight. And we passed by here on the way to Grand's funeral, Grand's furniture. Might as well be a funeral. You go in debt with them. And we went over there and tried to buy some furniture over there right down the road here. And Angela seen the sign, Bible Baptist Church, and Pastor Benori. I said, there's where he is. Amen. So that's been a couple of years ago, and we thank the Lord for allowing us to come by here and be with y'all tonight or this morning. Sure enjoyed this service this morning. Amen. Enjoyed the Lord. And appreciate Pastor Benori being our friend. And Angela and I, this is our anniversary month. We've been with the Rock of Ages, and she had to straighten me out a while ago. And, you know, that's how wives do, amen? And I was thinking it's 13 years, but this will make 12 years. 12 years we'll be finishing up with the Rock of Ages. And it's also our anniversary month, amen? This will be 17 years ago. We were married, amen, today. And now, I tell you what a romantic I was. And when we got married, Angela and I was in 1999. I'd been preaching a few years and started doing street preaching down there at West Jefferson, where we're from, over there in Ashe County, yeah. North Carolina, amen. And them old boys over there in North Carolina need God too, amen. And so we'd done street preaching about every Saturday night down there for a few years. And this was on a Saturday, and we were married on the 26th at 2 o'clock. And I felt just a burden. And I took my wife to the street of West Jefferson and handed out Bible tracts. And preached on the street on our wedding night, preacher. And Angela's been super. She's been a wonderful wife, and I appreciate her along with us. And she never complains, always wanting to do something for God. And I appreciate her, God allowing us to be married 17 years ago. Preacher asked us to tell a little bit about the work. A few years ago, when we first joined Rock of Ages, they would send us everywhere. We'd go to Florida and Missouri and Mississippi. Oh, about 8 years ago, they asked us if we would work North Carolina. There was an opening there. We had a North Carolina team. And some of the guys that were working North Carolina was going to California, Brother Barker. And then they asked us, they said, what would you like to do? And I said, well, I'd like to help Brother Jerry work North Carolina. And come to find out, Brother Jerry went to California, and they said, hey, if you're going to work Carolina, you need to go now. And so we've been working North Carolina over there for the last 8 years, I guess. And North Carolina has about 57 state penitentiaries, state prisons. We're running about 39,000 inmates. I think our most population was about 43,000 a few years ago. But for the last years, it's kind of declined. Only not because we're getting any better. We ain't getting any better. Are you listening to me tonight? We're not getting any better. But the thing of it is, what they're making them do in Carolina is if they don't have any kind of a violent charge, if they're on probation or if it's a misdemeanor charge, they're making them pull their time in a county jail. So our jails are overcrowded, and that's about everywhere you go. Ashe County had to build a new county jail, and you might have seen it on Southern Justice. Amen. We even made the TV rating. But anyway, we have a new jail over there, and it is overcrowded, and it's already full. But our prison population has come down some. But anyway, we're working 38 different prisons there in North Carolina. We have four of us Rock of Ages missionary that work the state of North Carolina. And so we're in a prison about every week, traveling the roads, holding revivals inside of our institutions, preaching the word of God, seeing men and women saved, amen, and helping those men that are saved and those women. We have two women prisons that we're doing currently right now. We've got one's called Eastern Correctional, which is about 400 or 500 population of ladies that are there. And we go in there, and our wives will go in and visit during the day. And preacher, I really like this. I mean, as far as a women prison facility, our wives will be able to go inside where the dorms are, where the ladies live. But they allow us to walk the yard and inside that women prison. And we walk the yard and visit in the hallways and go to the gym. And a lot of times those ladies will come up to us and just want to talk to us and have prayer with them and talk to them about the Lord. So we thank the Lord for the open door there. Amen. I was in Brown Creek Correctional this past week, and we had 5 men saved. Amen. And gave their heart and life to the Lord. This tomorrow night I'm going to Craigie, which is in Asheville, North Carolina. And so we're in a prison about every week trying to reach the population with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And I'm glad nobody ever loved me like Jesus. Amen. Most of all, I can stand here and say I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. August the 3rd, 1994, I got gloriously born again and birthed into the family of God. And the Lord's been good to me ever since. Amen. And I come from a life of I was 33 years old and never done a lot of things I wasn't in church, but I've done a lot of things in this world that I'm not proud of. And I'm glad the grace of God came by my way. Preacher, I didn't know nothing about church. I didn't know anything about what redemption was. I didn't know anything about, atonement. I didn't know anything about what the Bible teaches about eternal security. All I know, I was a lost sinner going to hell and had no hope and no joy in my heart. Amen. God began to convict my heart of my life. So I saw myself lost and going to hell. Thank God Jesus came to where I was and he saved me that night. Thank God on a Wednesday night about 9:15 at an old at Baptist Home Church. Amen. Thank God. That's been 21 years ago, and I'd never imagined, amen, that God would allow us to be able to put the call of God in my heart to be able to go and preach the gospel unto a generation today. And I'm glad that as cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Well, ain't you glad we got good news to say this night? Amen. Hey, we ought to proclaim it. We ought to stand on the walls and blow the trumpet. Amen. Let the world know that, hey, we got the good news to tell. Amen. I was watching the news, something come on the bulletin this afternoon. The KKK riot over there in California. Well, full of hatred. You think about, you know, that's what this world is, full of hatred, hating one another. But I'm glad, as the brother preached this morning, thank God we have brotherly love in our heart. Amen. Hey, not condoning or condoning the sin, but thank God, tell them, hey, that God loves them, amen, and that God will save them if they'll ever turn to them. And you pray for us, God, and help us tonight. If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll be reading out of Matthew chapter 7. I feel like this is where the Lord would have us to read from. Pastor, thank you for allowing me to come and be here. And we love the Lord, and God's been good to us. Amen. And we're allowed to, the Lord is a privilege to be able to travel and do the ministry God has allowed us to do. I do have some prayer cards up here. I'll set them out there for you if you would like to come and take one. I put the verse that God put on my heart when I joined the Rock of Ages. And it's Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20 and 21, 22. I love that verse. And the harvest is past, the summer is ended. And the Jeremiah, I love Jeremiah, don't you? Oh, Jeremiah, he said, He said the harvest is past, the summer is in, and we are not saved. He said, for the daughter of my people, I'm hurt. I'm black. He said, astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no bond? You know, it don't bother us anymore what we see on television anymore. You know, it used to stir us up. Amen. And all that's going on in our news today, I believe our forefathers were turned over, or amen, they would turn this country upside down if what goes on, if we let go of what's going on tonight in our world tonight. But I'm glad the Bible said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? And Jeremiah asked another question. He said, why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Well, we got churches on every hand. Amen. Preachers, amen, preaching the gospel. The message is going out on the radio. And still yet, men and women are dying without God. And they refuse to trust the Lord. I tell you, friend, boy, I'm glad we got the good news to say. But I'm in Matthew chapter 7 tonight, in verse 21. This is what I believe the Lord has put on my heart. I had a lot of things on my heart tonight, but I just want to give you what God give me. Amen. And I appreciate the opportunity to come. In verse 21 in Matthew chapter 7, the Bible said, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me that in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Look at that. He said, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Boy, that'd be a sad day. Amen. As we do, and your pastor knows tonight that we do a lot of prison ministry, go inside our prisons, and even in our churches tonight, many think they're saved. Many have a profession of salvation, but they've never truly been regenerated. What the Bible says, being born again by the grace of God. Can I get amen? I'm amazed in it. Most of the time, you talk to anybody about their salvation. Oh, yes, I'm saved, preacher. I dealt with some three young men here not too long ago down in Cleveland, Tennessee. We was working the print shop, Brother Rick, and there was three young men, teenage boys, that had been raised in church all their life. And there, as we worked all week, I could see these boys just acting a fool, like boys would do. And they were just playing around and really didn't get a lot of work out of them. They didn't come there to work. They was made to come there because they had failed there in their Christian school, failed a course, or failed a curriculum, if you would. And so the pastor made them go up there and work a week to make up for their credits to be able to pass. And then Thursday afternoon, and my wife was there. I was over there, Brother Rick, there at the cutting machine. And the Lord just kept dealing my heart about going over there and talking to those three boys about their soul. And I went over there and I asked each one of those three boys. I said, boys, I said, you boys have been raised in church all your life. Is that right? I asked them where they went to. They said they went to that church. And I said, you've been raised in that church all your life. And they said, yes, sir. I said, are you saved? I looked at each one of them. I said, are you saved? Do you know what it is to be born again? Each one of them told me they knew a profession of faith in Christ. And I gave them my Bible. I went and got a Bible. There ought to be a Bible at the print shop. Amen. And I got a Bible. I throwed it down there at them boys' face. I said, all right. I said, now you've been in church all your life. You ought to know the simple plan of salvation. I said, you tell me how to be saved. You know, not a one of those young men, not a one of them knew any scripture, knew anything about repentance, knew anything about the Word of God to tell me what the Bible says about being born again. And I'm afraid tonight that as we go to prison and we do prison ministry, we see these men and women tonight
that they may have, I'm not saying they're all lost, but I'm saying tonight, amen, they profess to be saved. They may have made a profession, but there's no evidence of God in their life. Hey, listen, if somebody's big as God moves in your heart, there's going to be evidence. Amen. Thank God. Hey, listen, I like to say when I got saved, thank God heaven moved in, hell moved out. Can I get amen? I'm not the same man I used to be. Amen. The Bible said and went on to say, and he said, the Lord will say unto them in that day, depart from me. I believe that's some of the saddest verses are in the Bible. That'd be a sad day for him. Oh, to think to stand before a holy God and hear those words from our Lord and Savior. Depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, thank God, I'm glad I'm saved tonight. My Heavenly Father, God, as we bow before your throne, I want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege it is to stand behind the sacred desk, the dear man of God, the church, and the house of God this morning. For this afternoon, thank you for your people tonight. Lord, as I can say anything, Father, I pray that, Lord, you take my lips of clay. Lord, I pray that you'd anoint them, Father. I pray that you'd help me to preach. And God, and Lord, that I'd get over my backwardness tonight, but I'd stand in the unction of God tonight, not in the unction of my own self tonight. But I'd stand in the prayer, oh God, I'd stand, Father, with the boldness of God on my heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for this church. Now, Lord, I bless. I pray you bless the hour tonight. And we'll love you. We'll thank you. Save that one that may be here lost. Encourage the saints of God. Thank you for the pastor and his dear family. God, we pray in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. My thought tonight is want to look in verse 24 tonight in your scripture in the same chapter. The Bible said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will like unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, does them not, shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And what a thought tonight is preaching on the stone on which I stand. The stone on which I stand. That stone is Jesus. Amen. Thank God, build your house, build your life on the hymn. Amen. Oh, listen, tonight, I thought about the young folks who are here tonight. Oh, listen, if we can say anything, as we look back on our life, we can say, hey, young folks, tonight, build your life on Him, on the Lord Jesus. Well, you'll never be sorry. Can I get amen on that? Brother Pastor, I wished I could have thought, amen, look back on my life, and I wished I could have got saved maybe as a young age, maybe as a teenage boy. I would have got saved, but maybe I would have. Thank God I wouldn't have to carry around the scars that sin will scar your life. It'll take you. Hey, listen, I'm glad I'm forgiven tonight of all my sin. And the blood of Jesus has been applied to my soul. And the Holy Spirit dwells in my being. But I'm telling you, friend, there's things up here that you and I will never forget. And the Satan knows how to use those things, amen, to hinder us along the way. Hey, if I can say anything to a young person tonight, hey, get right with God. Get saved as a young age. Thank God you'll never have to go down the road into a prison house somewhere and be arrested. Hey, amen, and get in trouble and break the law tonight. I'm telling you, friend, we're living in a generation that has a disregard to the law of our land tonight. Hey, I didn't give a rip, Brother Rick, about anything. I'd go down the road. Hey, I could drink and smoke dope. It didn't matter to me. I had disregard of the law. I'm telling you, friend, hey, we better get back to teach our children tonight. Hey, man, we better obey the laws of the land as long as they line up with the book. Are you listening to me tonight? Have you ever seen such a time of disregarding the law of our land tonight? Are you listening to me? Brother Rick, I was in trouble all my life. I was in and out of the prosecutor's office. I was in and out of the court system. Had several DWIs. Driving drunk. Are you listening? I'm not bragging. Hey, I know where I've been. I know what sin can do in your life. I know what it is to lay in a disregarded state tonight. Well, thank God I know what it is to have Jesus in my heart and to know that He lifted me up out of that old horrible pit, amen. And He set my feet upon a solid rock. And the Bible said He established my going. And He put a new song, thank God, down in my heart. Even the praise unto my God. Oh, I'm glad He's been good to me, amen. I was in and out of the court system, never been to prison, but I was coming. My license was gone permanently for driving drunk. 3 DWIs. My brother, we come from my brother's worst, if you say worse, he had 26 DWIs. He'll never get his license back. And he fusses why he can't drive. And he fusses, amen. And he complains about this. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, hey man, listen, it doesn't matter how you conduct your life. It'll follow you all the days of your life. When I got saved, I didn't give me my driver's license back. I drove when I got saved, preacher. I drove illegal that night. I drove a truck. No driver's license, no tags, no insurance. Jesus came by anyway, saved me. Say amen. Thank God He loved me, amen. But just because I got saved, it does not mean that I'm able and legalized to drive another vehicle. See, I had to reap what I sowed. That is the law. Woo! That is the law of sowing and reaping. Am I all right tonight? I do believe that, friend. Hey, listen. And a lot of these men and women in our prisons, hey, listen, just because you got saved, I don't mean, amen, it's, I'm glad in heaven, thank God, my record's clean. Am I right? See, as a young Christian, Brother Rick, Brother Vonoy, I kept driving. Man, I'd go to church and I'd go to work and drive to work every day, drive back home, go to church on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, drive. Preacher said, Brother Hurley, you really need to quit that driving. I said, well, I ain't got nobody else to take me, drive me around. And you know what happened? 8 months later, guess what happened? Got pulled over. Going to church on a Saturday night. Guess what happened? Got took to jail. Guess what happened? I was facing a 2-year prison sentence. I stood before that judge that day. Hey man, facing its prison sentence on my life. And I had, all I can say, I knew the judge and I knew who he was. He was a prosecuting attorney when I was in and out of the court system. He knew me. He knew my brother. And boy, he looked down at me and he thought, boy, I'm going to get him this time. They're going to slam the book at me, amen. And my lawyer got up. I'm glad I got a lawyer named Jesus. My lawyer got up, said, Brother, said, Your Honor, said, Mr. Hurley has cleaned his life up. He's going to church and he's in church and he's trying to do right. And I never forget what Mr. Helms looked at me, and I had my Bible under my arm. And Judge Helms said, Mr. Hurley, look up here at me. He said, that Bible you're carrying, doesn't it teach you to obey the laws of the land? I said, yes, sir, Your Honor, I'm learning. Amen. Can I get amen? I don't know how I got on to that, but I'm telling you tonight, amen, listen. Hey, a wise man will build his house upon the rock. Hey, young folk, amen, hey, get it in your mind, get it in your heart. If God is your Savior tonight, hey, get it in your mind. You're not going to walk down the road of sin and destruction, because you'd be surprised how many men and women we see in prison. They start out in church. I mean, they're raised in church, and they know they do right. And maybe they got saved, but somewhere along the way, they got off the road and got down into sin. I'm telling you, friend, and there they are in a prison cell. And they wonder why. I'm telling you, friend, just because you're saved don't mean you can live any which way. I'm telling you, friend, we're saved. We ought to love the Lord and live in the, and honor God with our life. Amen. And by the way, I'm not driving illegal tonight. Say amen. After that judge, he gave me a 2-year, 24 community hour service. And I said, praise God. Amen. I took that old pickup truck and parked it up there in the field. And I never drove it again till I got my driver's license back. Amen. And I am driving legal tonight. Thank God. You know what? That little old driving, little old car, it's a privilege to have that. You know that. And be taken away from you. That's like our freedom tonight. Do you realize tonight anybody can end up in a prison cell tonight? Not a one of us here is inoculated from it. What are you saying, preacher? You never know what you might do if you backed up into a corner. I talked to a man who's in prison. He's bitter and angry towards God. Hated every preacher come through. And Brother Vinoy, I witnessed to him, talked to him. He said, tell me, what would you do, preacher, if you had somebody attacking your wife? Man shot a man. And I don't know the all implications of it tonight. But I'm telling you, friend, there's not a one of us inoculated from trouble. Trouble can come. Amen. The Bible said a man that's born of a woman is a few days. And what? Little trouble here or little trouble there. No, the Bible said it's full trouble. And I'm telling you, friend, thank God. Listen, you and I, when we build, we establish our life. Thank God through Christ. Amen. Thank God Jesus said, I'll go with you all the way. I'll never forsake you, never leave you. Thank God He said, I'll stick closer than a brother. Amen. What a Savior tonight. Boy, He's been my friend. Been the lover of my soul. And I'm thankful tonight. But He said, let me go on tonight. I don't want to take up a lot of time. But we, amen, and it says that the stone on which I stand, it's found number one, the stone is in the Scriptures. What are you saying, preacher? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Let me get my glasses or I'll leave them here. Amen. I didn't used to have these things. Look at verse 42. And Jesus said unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures? I'm amazed when you talk to people tonight about their salvation experience. It's something plumb out of the ballpark. I floated above my bed about 3 foot. I had some kind of out-of-body experience. Well, look at these bullet holes. I'm not dead. That doesn't mean you're saved. I'm telling you, friend, I'm glad tonight. Amen. I'm glad I got a Bible salvation. Biblical salvation. Biblical repentance. Biblical conviction. Biblical, the Word of God. How do you know you're saved? I base my salvation on the Word of God and what Jesus done for me in my soul. Amen. Are you listening to me? Am I all right tonight? And Jesus said, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. It is the Lord's doing. It is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. For I thank God it's the stone in the Scripture. Acts chapter 4 and verse 11. We all quote that verse. We know it very well. I would quote it, but let me read it. Acts chapter 4. I went by. Amen. You pray for me. Amen. Ain't God good to us tonight? It sure is good to be here. Amen. Good liberty. I appreciate the liberty. The Bible said, and be it known in verse 10, unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that the, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here whole, before you whole. And this is the stone which was set at naught. You builders rejected, we become the head of the corner. There is neither salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, thank God. At the name of Jesus. Oh, thank God. Hey, the demons, I have to flee. At the name of Jesus, thank God. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved. Hey, I prayed a lot of prayers for I was saved. I'd say, God, if you'll help me out of this, I'll never do it again. And somehow or another, amen, it was the mercy of God. I'd get out of that trouble. But come Friday night, I was back in the same old hellhole. But on August the 3rd, 1994, boy, it was all different. Amen, I prayed God would come into my heart. I like to say amen. I beg God to save me. Amen. And thank God this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. And he saved him out of all his trouble. Well, I was in trouble that night. I was in trouble with God. Amen. I was in trouble with my soul. Well, I didn't have no peace and no joy. Well, thank God for Jesus. There's no either no salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let me ask you a question. If Jesus is not the answer, then what is? Thank God he is. He's been the answer of my problems. He's been the answer of my lost soul condition. Thank God he died on Calvary's cross, shed his precious blood for my sin. The Bible said in Adam all died, but in Christ all made alive. I was made a new Christ creature in him that night. Thank God saved me, birthed me into the family of God. The stone in the Scriptures, I can go on tonight. Number two, he's the stone of our salvation. Psalm 62 verse 4 through 8. Amen. Psalm 62 and verse 4 through 8. The Bible said, they only consulted to cast him down from it exactly. They delighted in lies. They blessed with their mouth. There they go. And he said, but they curse inwardly. My soul waiteth thou upon, only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He is only, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory and the rock of my strength and my refuge. In God, I'm glad it's in him tonight. Amen. I have nothing to boast of. It's all in the Lord. Amen. Woo, I'm feeling good. Amen. Hey, thank God it's in him. Psalms 18. And let me go back just there. Talking about the rock. Amen. Boy, I'm glad to be saved. Amen. Listen to me tonight. Listen to what he said in Psalms 18, verse 1. I will love thee. Do you love the Lord tonight? I love him because he first loved me. I love the Lord. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation. in my high tower, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death can pass me about. Amen. And the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Sorrows of hell can pass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried unto my God, and he heard me out of his temple. And the Bible said, my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Well, it's amazing. It's wonderful when you get God's attention. Have you ever got God's attention? My mind goes back to Mark chapter 10 about a blind man named blind Bartimaeus. The Bible said he sat by the highway, said by side begging, and he began to cry out, said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And that crowd said, be quiet. Amen. He don't have time for you. But again, begin to cry out the more. And one of the places in the scripture, the Bible said, Jesus stood still. He got his attention. Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Amen. That old publican, amen. Amen. And that Pharisee, and both of them prayed. That Pharisee prayed and said, Lord, he said, I tithe twice a week. I do this, I do that. And I'm not even as this publican. But that publican, amen, wouldn't even look up. And he smote upon his breast. And he said, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And the Bible said, Jesus said, that man went away justified in the sight of God. Humble ourselves. Oh, ain't God good tonight? The stone in the scriptures, the stone of my salvation. Number three tonight, the stone of security. That's my text tonight in Matthew chapter 7. He said, listen, hey, we build a house upon this, on the rock. Amen. And he said, if you build your house upon the sand, oh, he said, trouble will come. Did you ever notice tonight in that scripture, the wind blew? And the rain fell upon both houses. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. Well, you know what? I believe tonight it's sad. Amen. That men and women tonight that die without God. Oh, listen. Not too long ago, one of the greatest boxers that was ever in the land, the land glorified him. But I want you to know, friend, oh, he called himself the greatest. But the Bible said the small and great will stand before God. Amen. He called himself the greatest of all. But I wonder how small he is as he stands before Almighty God. And he says unto him, depart from me, I never knew you. Ye that work iniquity and casting him into the lake of fire. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, that's scary tonight. Our public opinion, we want to exalt them. Huh? I'm telling you, friend, if he died without Christ, he died and went to hell. Am I right? Oh, listen tonight. What a joy it is to know the Lord Jesus. He's the stone of our security. Thank God I believe in eternal life. He's the stone of our sovereignty. Thank God he's forever. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 3. Listen to what he said here in Daniel chapter 2. He's the stone of our sovereignty. I know I'm going on tonight, preacher. I'm preaching what's on my heart. Amen. Daniel chapter 2. And I wrote down verse 3. Listen to what he said. In verse 2, and the king commanded to call the magicians and astrologers, the soothsayers and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dream. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know them. Then the Bible said, then spake the Chaldeans to the king of Shadrach, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, we shall show the interpretation. And the king answered and said, the thing is gone from me. And he said, I will make known. He said, I will not make it known unto me in the dream with the interpretation thereof. You shall be cut to pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, you shall receive my gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. And they answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and he will show you the interpretation. The king's getting angry. And the king answered and said, I know certain that you will gain the time, because you see the thing is gone for me. But if you will not make known to me the dream, but it will be one decree for you, and you have prepared lying, corrupt words to speak before me. And you go on down, you'll find that, amen, the God of sovereignty, amen, tells old Daniel the dream that Daniel had, amen, or that Nebuchadnezzar had. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, what a sovereign God tonight. What are you saying, preacher? Well, I'm thinking about Joseph. Amen. God's sovereign in Joseph's life. And he saw, and Joseph dreamed those dreams. And he saw himself, all of his brethren would bow down before him. Oh, they made fun and mocked him. But it came to pass one day, didn't it? We may not know our tomorrow's friend. But I'm glad of God. We got a God tonight that knows what you and I will go through. Or he's sovereign tonight. I know I kind of scattered tonight. But listen to me tonight. The stone of sovereignty. I wrote down this. To Israel, he is not a king nor a splendid monarch, but in the form of a servant. That's what he came to Israel. But to the church, he is the founder, the foundation stone, the head of the corner. To the Gentile race, he is the smiting stone of destruction. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm glad for the Savior. Tonight I can go on and on about the Lord. But I'm glad he's the stone on which I live. I base my life upon everything I am. And all that Angela and I do, it's all because of him. That we might see sinners saved. Amen. Families put together. Amen. Oh, listen to me now. Hey, lives spared of a life of destruction and havoc tonight. If God, listen, if we can make one difference, one man's life or one woman's life, maybe it'd be worth it all tonight. All we want to try to do is point them to the cross where Jesus shed his blood, died for you and I, and was born, buried and rose again, according to the Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, according to the Scripture, he arose again. Thank God he's coming again as reigning king. Well, ain't that good tonight to know him? To know him, Lord, and your Savior, and Savior of your life. Well, what a blessing it is to be here today.